WD8DX, Whiskey Delta 8 Delta X-Ray Mobile, listening 14714. Good morning.
Good morning, sir, and welcome to the new year.
Well, happy new year, my friend. 2025 has begun, and is it over yet? Anyway, good morning. Two more days, and then I get a 2 days off.
Yeah.
Been a really screwed up couple weeks.
Yeah, I guess there's something to be said for having a consistent work day and a work week. Makes life easier in some aspects.
Yeah, my thoughts exactly. You know, you can kind of get in that groove, and once you get in the groove, you can stay in it and keep moving, and it makes things easier through the week. But when you got day off here and work today and day off tomorrow and half day this day, and it's hard to get into that groove.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, we hadn't talked for a couple weeks. How was the hip surgery recovery going there?
That's one of the things on my agenda, is to call my parents here this morning, say hello and see how things are going. For the most part, Dad is back home. He's moving around fairly well. He doesn't have the artificial hip in anymore. He has a, what they're calling a spacer. He's going to have to go back and get his hip replaced. Mom and Dad are still talking about maybe going down to Texas for a month or so. I don't know if that's still on the agenda or not. Anyway, as far as I know, they're still at home. I sent and received a couple text messages yesterday to them, so... But he seems to be doing good, at least right now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I don't really know what spacers actually are or do, but hey, that's life in these technical worlds. But I hope they get to spend maybe the month of February-ish or something like that down south. It's kind of boring up here.
I understand that. Yep, and I don't... Like I said, I don't know what they're going to do or what they're going to try to do. Basically all of the spacer is doing is acting like the hip. Apparently it's infused with antibiotics to help with the infection that Dad got. And supposedly once that the infection is completely gone, then he'll be cleared to... go back in to get the hip replaced the way he was supposed to in the first place. So that's basically where it's at. But anyway, I really, other than what I just told you, I don't know much more than that. But anyway, part of me doesn't want to see him travel because, with Dad all over the place like he has been, the last thing he needs to be is in Texas and then need doctors that... And none of them down there know what's going on. You know, it's almost like taking your car to a different garage when they have no clue what's been done.
Okay, well, I think that's a good analogy. Having a treatment history makes a lot of sense. So that's just my thought. But it's kind of dreary up here. When there's no light in mud season, and the month of March is never really fun.
Well, I gotta admit, at least this year so far, we've actually had some consistent snow. We've had some melt off, but it's pretty much stayed. So I don't know. We haven't had any sort of real accumulation. Everything's melted here and there, but part of me is okay with it. Oh, shoot, I'm going to sneeze. WDADX.
Alpha Charlie 8, Alpha Golf. I must say that the snow we've gotten has kept the piles looking white and bright, which I always like. I never like it when they turn brown or, gosh forbid, yellow.
It feels like winter. You look outside, it feels like winter. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with the snow. I really am. Although, from what I see on my calendar, I've got two radios and a base station to install in the next 2 days. I have no idea what they're all entailed on. I know it's a fire station, but I don't know if these are pickup trucks, if these are engines, if these are tankers, or what they are, but we may be pulling them out of another vehicle. They may have already been pulled out of another vehicle. So everything's completely up in the air, so this should be interesting.
That sounds pretty aggressive for 2 days' worth of work. I'd say you've got some work that's going to be carried over into next week, but that's just my thought. Anyhow, just wanted to say good morning. I'm going to listen for you before you get into Veronica Valley, and maybe we'll hear you later today. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Not a problem. If I had more knowledge of what I was looking for, I probably would be able to get it all done in a day, 2 days. But so, talk to you later, 73WDAPX.
RRM. How you doing, Jeff? WDAD is still here, and W8RRM bye.
Hey, good morning. This is Jim, Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. He may have shifted over to Traverse City, but good morning, sir.
Okay, well, if you hear him again later, tell him Roger said hello, and I was just standing around and heard him talking. Quite a while, so just tell him Roger said hi, and I hope you have a good new year.
All right, Roger, yeah, I hear you throw your call out a lot, and just wanted to say to you, have a great start to the year. I can never say a new year. A year is a long time, so let's just say a great beginning to the new year. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. 73s, and I'm going to jump over to Mr. Coffee.
J8RRD mobile monitoring 74.
Good morning, radio. This is W8RRM. We're on up north today. W8RRM and Gaylord. Back to the Gaylord repeater.
NADMH mobile.
NABVN monitoring. NAUA.
Let's see, almost good afternoon. 1 minute till afternoon. NADMH mobile here in Gaylord.
Okay, this is Don, NABVN on 75 heading south, heading home from the holidays.
Yeah, I wish I could be saying the same thing, but I'm headed back to Traverse City from Alpena for work.
Okay, well, I guess that's kind of where I'm heading, back to work. So, now we've been up here for a week. We were up in Curtis, Newberry, Paradise, kind of all around that area. My time's up, so I got to go home.
Oh, real cool. I haven't been up that way in probably a few months now. At least towards probably the summertime. Was the last time I was up that way. I went way up to the western UP, though.
Yeah, we try to usually hang around in the central part, Newberry. We go to, you know, Grand Marais, and once in a while we go to Munising, and we've never been over to the peninsula. I'd like to go up there sometime. We started to one time and couldn't find a room to stay in, so we turned around and came back. But, yeah, we'd like to head up there and spend a little time once in a while. We go up about 5 or 6 times a year. We've been going up over New York for the past several years, and we just kind of hang out in Central, up by the Newberry area, mainly Curtis.
Oh, very cool. I have, the last few times I went up that way was for work. So I'm kind of all over the place. And actually, I think this summer we're planning a trip up that way. I'd really like to go check check out Copper Harbor, not on work time.
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of like to go up there, too. Like I said, we headed up there one time and started calling, trying to find a room, and we couldn't find a room, so we turned around and came back. But yeah, I'd like to head up there just to see what it's like. We've never been that far. We get up usually Marquette and Ishpeming area, and we'll get in that area a little bit, but that's about as far as we go. We hang out in Escanaba, and there's a ham radio club in Escanaba that I belong to, and I like to go down there and have lunch with some of the guys sometimes. But I'm from down by Monroe. That's where we're headed, right near the state line, or just north of Toledo.
Yeah, very good. Yep, familiar with the area. I've got family down that way. Yeah, I've been down that way quite a few times. So, yeah, very good. I'm just rolling into Gaylord proper here. I'm on M32, and like I said, headed down to Traverse, or over and down, over then down, what, one of those. I don't really care anymore. But anyway, yep, good deal. Now, I've been as far west as Ontonagon, and that's a drive. And we did work over there at the jail, just only a camera system there. And the closest hotel that was, you know, an actual, like, hotel was an hour away in Houghton. So we had to drive an hour every morning for, like, a week.
Yeah, well, you get to see the sights that way. Yeah, there's not a lot up there, so there's a lot of little places, but some of them aren't that good. But yeah, all right. Well, evidently you're in the electronics business. I used to be. I used to have a two-way radio shop. I'm kind of semi-retired now, so I just kind of hang out up here when my wife gets time off.
And that's actually precisely what I do, but we also do, you know, vehicle upfitting and camera systems, door access, stuff like that. Other little odds and ends. So, yep, we got that. And I've been doing it for money for about a year, just over a year now. And really enjoy it. It's never a dull moment, something different every day.
Yep, been there. Now I have a nephew that lives in Kalkaska. He used to work at the Army base in Grayling. He now works at the place that makes OSB wood. And my son's in Traverse City right now. They said they had ski lessons scheduled for today if there was enough snow. He lives in Northville, and he's just up here for a couple days. Got a couple little boys, and they were all going to take ski lessons just to have a little fun. So hopefully they got snow on the hill last night that they can play a little bit.
Yeah, real good on all that. I got to run. I got to return a phone call to my boss here. So we might be back here in a minute. And 8UH Mobile.
Okay, have fun. Good talking to you. UHNABZN 73.
KAASTW listening.
Is W8 off, or is anybody on up?
KI7 QMV mobile listening on 145.19.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf listening on the Northern Michigan lower link.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, KI7 QMV mobile. Good evening.
Hey, good evening, sir. Hope I'm making it in here better than over on Traverse City a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah, you're coming in quite clear. Any idea what the issue was back then?
No, I think it was the repeater, not me. That's my guess, because I was able to get into all the other repeaters fine.
Oh, that's strange. Yeah, it was acting like you were mobile and cutting out or something like that. I was really surprised.
Yeah, but my question for you then, and it still is, was how was your trip down to the Carolinas?
Well, for the most part, it was good. My wife got to visit with her sister, though I'm not necessarily fond of her sister. But the trip was okay. There was a little bit of craziness because of the routing, with some of the roads out. We had to go through the national park between Cherokee and Branson, but it's not where Dollywood is there, Pigeon Forge and all that area was just, it was like driving through L.A. It was horrible.
Horrible because they've rerouted the traffic to only a couple open roads? I assume that's what you mean by L.A. traffic.
Yeah, well, it's two lanes in each direction going through Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg, but it all funnels into the National Park, which is one lane in each direction on a windy road going through the mountains, all hairpin turns, 15 to 25 mile an hour speeds, so it made for a really annoying arrival in the North Carolina area, I guess. It took us an extra couple hours to get through that area. So it wasn't, that part wasn't fun. I found a better route come back. It was a pleasant trip, It was a little warmer down there. We got out, got to walk around, do some driving, see some sights and things like that. So overall it was good, but it was kind of a crazy way to get to where we had to go.
Okay. Well, at least you kind of expected it. It wasn't kind of unexpected. It wasn't one of the ice storms that I've encountered down in that area a couple times.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that bad. I would have welcomed an ice storm, though. I like weather, remember? I don't know if I told you that or not. I like surprises and weather and craziness like that. Always have liked venturing out into the middle of nowhere and dealing with stuff like that. But thank you for asking. Good to be back. Good to hear your voice. I'm glad it's not your radio that's a problem. So you're coming in really good today.
Well, I never say it's not on my end because, I've had microphone issues, and so I don't know, whatever. But if you like weather, I think your home QTH is in for, 3 inches tonight, 3 inches tomorrow, 3 inches tomorrow night, blah, 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 kind of the ongoing lake effect.
Yep, I'm feeling a little bit of it now while I'm driving here, so you're absolutely right about that. Anyway, well, I got to return a phone call. Somebody tried to call me here, so otherwise I'd stick on the radio with you for a while. But it's a pleasure, sir. I'm gonna 73 out of this conversation and get on the real phone. So KS7 QMD Mobile signing out.
Yeah, in the old days we used to say a landline phone call, but I guess that doesn't apply anymore. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, 73s. We'll listen for you in the future.